Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh with you this morning. As usual, I mean, pretty much usual here. I haven't missed a lot of shows over the years. But Phil Campbell is with us. Morning, Phil.
Good morning. I am so happy to be here. It is just a beautiful morning, and we're at a great location, and
I'm just loving this. We are too, and Brother Rufus is with us. Rufus and his cigar.
Well,
are joining us.
I've got one outside, about a third gone, and let's see how many breaks we have. And I have along with me, this is for Olivia, my special glasses.
Yeah,
given to me by Monica
at the farmer's market. Yeah, that's
watermelon glasses.
Representation of watermelon, Olivia.
Yes.
See.
But this is the most amazing store I've been in. We've been in a lot of them.
It's not a store. It's a warehouse.
It's huge.
They're starting. This is the grand opening of the Habitat Restore in Clayton. We're right on 42. Now it took us. My little gadget on my phone. I didn't even try the car, but it probably would have taken us the same way. Took us on to 70, and then on to, I don't remember the road, and then we ended up on 42, and it's right on 42. We're really not far from downtown Clayton, but we're sort of out in the country, but it's a nice, pretty drive that we took, a little bit of Wake County, and then into Johnston County, but this is the Clayton store. And I assume one of the biggest. Is this the largest in North Carolina, or one of the largest? One of the largest in North Carolina.
No junk in here either.
Never has been.
No.
Any Habitat Restore I've been in, it's just amazing. A lot of things are donated. That is not all gently used furniture or items. A lot of things that are donated. There's a whole line. It looks like an outdoor shop over there with all those.
Oh, I know.
fishing rods. Not really good ones.
And something that I know a lot of people might want. They've got traps that you can trap squirrels, or
no bear traps.
Raccoons or
I was
going
to watch where I step.
Just to take them somewhere else. I know it's not always a good thing to do, but sometimes when you're being aggravated by a raccoon or something in your yard.
Is this something that's happened to you recently?
Yes. Yeah. They're all the time coming over to the nursery, and we just, and especially groundhogs. Oh, my goodness. They're getting worse and worse. And they'll eat a garden up in a minute.
This gentleman who listens to the show in Garner, his late sister now lived in Richmond, and she was having a lot of problems with groundhog under her kind of outdoor. That wasn't an outhouse.
It was an outdoor house. And we talked to her on several occasions.
She asked her about how the groundhogs are doing.
Her name was Jenny.
Yeah. My goodness.
You have to take them.
Just about some things.
About 10 or 12 miles from where you trap them, because if you don't, they'll come back. And the wildlife people told me that, because we had some groundhogs up at the retail center at the corner.
Yeah.
And they had made themselves at home and ate all my broccoli one year that I was raising to sell. So he came and got them, and he takes them down here.
They're all in Johnston County.
Yeah, pretty much right where we came by. They take them to the fields out around the WREL towers.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of space for them.
Well, they must be lit up then. there's a lot of electricity
yeah,
out there.
So it's they do have some nice traps here if you need to.
So the groundhog basically digs big burrow.
Right.
So that's the problem. They dig big holes,
and
you can step in them.
They eat everything.
And they eat stuff.
Right now, they're about to go into hibernation, I guess, but which is a good thing. But
so you still got some out there at your place?
I've seen some in the last year, yes.
I've got the resident groundhog in the bog. I've got fox, groundhog, of course, blasted squirrels by the tons. And I'm sure there's snakes down in there. I thought I heard a bobcat one night. I don't know what I think I've
missed.
I've seen a bobcat in the wild one time.
It's very possible.
He was near Silcope. He was on a road between 87 and Silcope in Chatham County. And Melissa, this was last December. We were just riding. I love riding through the country, and it's so beautiful in Chatham County. And so we were riding down the road, and this I'm absolutely positive. It was a bobcat going across the road. He's not running. He was just kind of lumbering across the road, walked into the woods. So he was well ahead of us. But the shape, the rear end was up a little bit, and it couldn't have been anything else.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure that's what I saw. But I think of him every time I go out there. Melissa says you'll never see him again, though.
No,
that's probably
makes me
true.
Sad.
Yeah.
Because they're such pretty animals.
Now we're getting down to some of Mike's problems. See.
Yeah. I like bobcat. I like cats and dogs.
Seeing things and.
No. They were there.
I'm sure of that.
Melissa saw it too.
I'm sure of that.
I think she did.
Well, I was talking about you. She said you'll never see him again.
I know.
I felt
really bad about
that.
It certainly would be. I'd really like to see him or another bobcat again. And I probably have a good chance in Chatham County. I don't know what the odds are, but they have. That's a pretty wild area out there. So, might have a chance. So, at any rate, we're out in a really pretty part of the country in Johnston County at Habitat Restore in Clayton. And I guess they open up at 9 this morning. And so you can come by and check this place out because it's been, they've been wanting to open it for a long time. Rufus, would you like one of those balloons?
Oh, he wants to pop one.
You want to pop them?
I want to pop one.
What does that say about you?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
There's a lot of kid in Rufus.
Oh, a lot of pop there.
If I were a kid, I would be in heaven right now. They've got fishing rods. I used to
want
a fishing
just
rod
want to run.
Like that. No, I used to love to fish when I was younger. I still like to, but I don't do it that much. But it's just they've got chicken coops, then they've got dishes.
They do have a chicken coop. I just noticed that. I didn't.
They got
one in the box there.
It's like a fantasy store.
Well, there's a book and record section back there. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to give them one of that's Rufus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have it with me. I do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we'll come back.
But they've done such a good job of organizing everything. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, that must be a mammoth.
Come out
that
and
must
see
be
it.
A mammoth undertaking to inventory all of this stuff and to keep up with it. And, it's like a 24-hour day job. I don't see any plants, but I do see some artificial Christmas trees. They got a Christmas tree lid over there. Hey, Ryan, you better come over here. We need to talk to you. Come over here and talk to us, Ryan. Where's this microphone?
There's Olivia.
Okay. Ryan. Yeah, Olivia said to get Ryan. All right, Ryan. Just put that on, and we'll he's running around, as you would expect of a place of this size. Ryan, this is a huge store. I'm really impressed. I really did a double take when I saw this. We all did. It's nice. Y'all deserve having a big place like this.
Well, it's great to be in a large facility like this, and I think it's going to do great for the community. Where we were at before, we were very limited in what we could turn around, and this is going to do great for the future of Wake and Johnson County, and the affordable housing initiatives that we're trying to promote. To get more people into affordable housing through our, home ownership programs and stuff like that.
You always have a home being built somewhere.
Yes, sir.
It's And that's just a wonderful project. We all think of President Carter and his work, not just as a spokesman, but hammering and nailing and sawing and all of that too. So, yeah, you and so much. I was mentioning this is not gently used furniture and other things. You get a lot of donations.
We do, yes, sir. Donations are picked up. We have a free donation pickup service. If people go to our website, they can find out how that works. They could just sign up online or call the phone number on there and have donations picked up at the home.
Yeah. What is the best way to get here? Now, I used Google Maps to get here, and it took us through the country. We're right on 42, and 42, everybody get to 42.
Well, it depends on the direction you're coming from. I come down closer to Newton Grove, so I head straight up the 40 and take the Cleveland exit to get here, but it all depends on where you're coming from. Some people are coming from the 540 loop and come out closer to Government Road and come down 42 heading west.
How far are we from downtown Clayton?
Downtown Clayton is 10 minutes.
10 minutes, okay. So we're not far. We're not far from Tony Avent's place, for instance, and a lot of things on 42. So this is a great location for y'all.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it's big and it's on a major route through this area. So, the address, if you are using maps or something, at 3329 North Carolina 42. And it's a Clayton address. So so come on out. You open at 9 today?
9 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. Saturdays, every Saturday is a 9-hour day for us. Monday through Friday is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. What are describe some of the things that you have so much, but some of the highlights of what you have here.
Well, quick tour. If you walk in the main entrance to the left of the store, you'll discover our home goods, a lot of things that you would put in your kitchen or home decor type of items, furniture, living room, dining room, lighting, windows and doors. As you continue to go through, you'll find hardware. We do offer selections of brand new flooring, and we also have for a limited time a large selection of fishing, hunting, camping gear, things like that. And we also have in this facility, which is new for us, a brand new cabinet showroom and a cabinet manager. Her name is Shannon, and she can be reached by calling us directly and setting an appointment. If people need new cabinets for their home,
wow,
they can have that done, and she will come out and estimate what you need and provide estimates and get the job done.
Rufus, they have a lot of artwork on the wall over there. Maybe they would like your portrait.
Well,
we were talking about
I'll
have to show.
Show Ryan the portrait.
Well, it was done in Clayton years ago by this lady.
We're trying to figure out if it really looks like Rufus.
And it's the most horrible thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow.
And all due respect to
the wild man from Borneo.
Do you think y'all could find a place on the wall back there for that? Or think anybody would buy that?
Is that really you?
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that, Ryan.
We were doing something at the Clayton Center years ago, and there were all kinds of artisans there, and this lady drew it while we were sitting there doing the show.
And she handed it to him and said, I hope you like that. And I went,
She'd had a couple more hours.
Well, if she'd had a couple less drinks. Olivia, you see this picture of me here that this lady painted? That's the scariest thing.
I wonder if you could take this off our hands and you ring it, if we put it back there on the wall.
Ryan.
Oh, well.
Hey, there you go.
All right.
Oh, gracious goodness.
It looks like Gru from Despicable Me.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
How about
great.
That? That's
great.
Funny. Show Chris. Chris, look at his portrait of Rufus. It was.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like that as a sales?
It does. If you shaved his head.
I think if you. I think that should have gone in the justice building, Rufus. I think if they need a.
I can think of a particular building that starts with out.
Outhouse?
It has house on it.
Well, we've tried to pawn it off, and we can't do that. So,
That's the thinking room, right?
Oh, definitely.
So, Ryan.
Yes, that's the only thing they don't have here is a portable outhouse. Yeah, they got
I was going to ask, are there any habitat stores in the mountains right now up in the northern part?
In the mountains? Right now, they're in recovery mode. We recently did a two-week initiative where all of our Roundup donations went out to Western North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We raised more than $20,000 to send out that way.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
I know specifically, I believe it was the Asheville affiliate did have a total disaster with their restore facility.
Yes.
Right.
They're going to be in either relocation or rebuilding mode in the new year. As far as I know, I don't have all the information, so I can't speak any more about that because I don't know.
Oh, that's okay. I was just
wondering.
Is there
one in Boone? Is there one in the Boone area?
We were up in Jefferson.
I'm not 100% sure, but if anybody's looking for a restore anywhere in the nation, they can go on habitat.org, and there is a search function in there where they just put in a zip code, and they can find a habitat affiliate or a restore facility by putting in the zip code.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Well, we're not going to bother you more for a little while, but we want to talk to you some more this morning. Y'all open up at 9 o'clock.
9 a.m., and I will be here all day.
Wonderful. All day and all night. That's Ryan.
That's
He's
right.
all here all the time. I'm sure you feel like that. Thank you so much, Ryan.
It's a beautiful store.
I've got a bed over here for later on.
You probably got a lot of them here.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. We are at the brand spanking new grand opening of the Habitat Restore in Clayton. And so, Phil, we need to get to gardening here. Phil, what about pansies?
Okay.
People going crazy buying pansies?
Yeah, I was walking around this morning out there just kind of thinking about some things we could
talk
about.
Did you see any bluebirds?
I did see some bluebirds, and I saw an epileated woodpecker the other day down behind the house, and
well,
I'm so excited.
If he doesn't, then let me know.
Yeah, so, but what we should be doing now is it's extremely dry, but we don't want to keep try to keep the pansies too wet. I don't think you can probably do that right now unless you have irrigation.
They don't like being real wet, do they?
No, but they need a little bit of water right now. But they're getting a lot of, just remember this, they're getting a lot of water from the dew, that we're having really heavy dew in the mornings. But what you need to do is keep them deadheaded for sure, because the dew will make them have botrytis. It's like little fuzzy-looking, moldy-looking on the blooms. So
right.
You make sure you keep those off, because then if you don't keep those blooms off, it'll get on the leaves, and just it's not good for the plant. We need to make sure that you do keep your plants groomed well. And then there are so many things. A lot of people haven't even put theirs in because the spring plants are still looking good. There's a big bed of impatiens.
Oh, yes.
And coleus at the nursery. And, I mean, it is just still gorgeous. So we've got plenty of beautiful plants, and it's not too late. You want to put your snaps in. You want to put some dianthus in. Remember,
not snap beans.
Snap dragons. Remember that the deer do not eat snapdragons or dianthus, unless they're starving, I guess. But typically people don't have problems with deer eating snaps. So you put those in. There's also some cabbage and kale. And thinking about Rufus, but there are some really nice kales that you can put in your with your pansies and things, and those are things that kales that you can eat, like the dinosaur kale and the red boar and some of the others, and you can have them for decorative purposes and for eating. So just right now, just make sure that you may even have some aphids on your pansies, as warm as it is. So if you see some sticky, shiny-looking residue on your leaves, you might have a few aphids. Might want to turn around and, turn those leaves over and look at them and check them out, because aphids will suck the pure life out of a plant. So
They that's Yeah, that's what they do.
So right now it's just kind of a maintenance type thing. It's really warm. if your pansies have gotten long and a little bit long and leggy because it has been so warm, then it's okay to pinch them back, to go ahead and pinch the top out of them. So anyway, so we're just just a maintenance type thing. And I mean, it's a great time. Hopefully we're going to get some rain here soon and put some shrubs and things.
Well, we're supposed to.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
And
next, the next couple of days,
right.
Monday, I believe.
Right. So hopefully, we can start getting some shrubs and even, some trees and things in. There's, I've got some of my Japanese persimmons right now, and they've done really well this year.
I've walked around this morning, too, before my chariot came with Phil and Mike in it, and I was thinking about the sequence of my plantings over the time. That old adage about when's the best time to plant a tree today, when's the second best time? A tree was 30 years ago, when's the second best time today? And I'm looking at things I planted 35, 40 years ago, on up, walking around, and if you need to plant now, if you want to have something for the future,
right?
Don't put it off. Put it in the ground so that you can
walk
around.
No, I mean, it's really ideal. Just you need to water, but you're not going to have as much problem with the dryness now as you would if it was this summer.
Right, right. It's starting to get a little bit cooler, we hope.
Well, it certainly is this morning.
It feels
nice.
Great, doesn't it?
Humidity's lower.
It's such a beautiful day to be out in the yard, actually. Get some leaves up and try to get ahead of the whatever is getting ready. I mean, there's tons of leaves still in the trees around here.
Yeah.
So get a little bit ahead of
put them on your
that.
Flower beds. Don't put them on the side of the ditch if you've got the road.
Right. Nelson was pointing out something last week about making sure that you pull those leaves away from some of the, shrubs and things that you don't want insects to be able to hide. And
right. To keep it a maintenance, a cleanup.
Yeah, because they might some of these trees may have had some insects on them when the leaves dropped and that type of thing. But generally, if you don't use them in some way, then you're giving them to the city to make compost, at least in Raleigh, and then they in turn can make money from that, which is fine because it's nice to have that service of them picking them up. But you can do yourself a favor and mulch them up or compost them or just put them into beds. But just, do what Nelsa said. Be careful with that. Pull them away from the
You don't want to leave any types of – I mean, I need to clean under my fig tree right now because it's beginning. The leaves have fallen, and I'm sure there's insects in there, so I need to get those cleaned up a little bit. So there's just little things like that. It's a great morning to be doing that.
We need to get some news here real quick and come back. I went past the news. I wasn't being a professional.
Yeah, I
and
saw that.
I went
that.
Past the news. You saw it, and I did.
I'm sorry to say, this
looking.
Is CNN News with Mike Raley.
So, Jason, take it away. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. We're at the Habitat Restore in Clayton on Highway 42.
It's a beautiful morning.
We're back on WPTF, and I
loved it.
Big
John would love to hear that. He and Cheryl are at
they're down in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, big beach,
for the
beach weekend.
Beach music
yes.
Awards. So I hope Big John wins one. We're not in Myrtle Beach. We're in Clayton, and we're just down the road from 10 minutes away from downtown Clayton. We're on 42 at the Habitat Restore. extravaganza, because this is a huge place. You've probably been to Habitat Restores, and this one is beats them all, I think. I don't know if there's a bigger one around, but we'll have to check on that square footage. But this is truly a warehouse, and they have some magnificent things from chicken coops to countertops. They got them all. They got them all here. Habitat for Humanity Clayton. The organization does such great work. I'll tell you somebody else, Rufus, that does great work, and we need to visit them soon, is Ashworth's Clothing.
It's my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy,
yep.
Jimmy Ashworth and that all the boys down there. Started by Rufus and Cornelia. It had to be. He was the first to say that Rufus spelled backwards is suffer.
I would love to have met that man.
Yeah, absolutely. 1937, September of 37, yeah. Rufus and Cornelia.
I missed him by a little.
And then, but you knew Skinny and and Jimmy.
Yes.
And then Jimmy and son, Steve, everybody knows Steve. He's been running the place for a long, long
time. Got to pay his pants on right here today. They're at least
you have a lot of clothes from
yes,
Ashworth.
I do.
And if you want quality, and you know they carry Peter Millar and Barber and Hartshafter and Marx and Southern Tide, Getman Brothers, Allen Edmonds shoes. I mean, all of this stuff is going to last. It's a good investment when you buy clothing from Ashworth. Plus, you get such personal service. They measure to make sure it's a good fit, no matter what shape you are. They can enhance your shape.
Even if you got a little sagging here and there.
If you got sagging, they'll tighten things up a little bit. They'll make you stand up straight. I don't know. But Steve and all the guys, I mean, they've been doing this for generations, and I like that in a business. You know that it's survived, and it survived because it's run so well, and it's a part of the community, and they truly are in Fuquay Arena. But
that's a day trip for us sometime.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
We eat lunch and go see Steve. But they have, there's East Coast styles and West Coast styles, a little more traditional on the East Coast, and a little more laid-back, casual. They have all of that. They have a new the Johnny O line of clothing is available now at Ashworth Clothing. So come view the Johnny O men's collection, from comfortable shirts and pants and shoes. Everybody likes to be comfortable. They have pullovers. Might need one this morning since 1916, Ashworth's has offered timeless style. So they've been, around, I guess, Rufus and Cornelia were there in the 30s, and then Jimmy and Skinny.
I don't remember a thing about
Jimmy
it.
And Skinny. Stay that fast. Jimmy and Skinny. And then Steve. So you don't remember that, huh?
I don't remember a thing about it.
That was before your time. Unmatched quality and exceptional service and timeless style. Downtown Fuquay Arena. It's in the downtown as opposed to the other side of the tracks.
Steve, we hope you're listening.
Because there are two downtowns in Fuquay Arena, sort of.
There's like Fuquay and there's Arena.
Yeah. That's right. They merged.
We'd like for Steve to call us sometime.
Steve, call us sometime.
Yeah.
All right. 919-860-9783. Boy, it's 8:42. Where's the time gone?
I don't know. It seems like it's flying by.
I know. That's because we're having fun. We always do on the weekend, Gardner. I hope our audience has a good time. And so we talked a little bit about pansies. It's okay to plant them now, right?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Because I know that you have delayed and delayed the time because, you know, it stays warm so long now.
Well, the reason the time has been delayed is because it's been warm and all the summer plants still look good. But it's a great time to plant now. Go in and plant them, get them watered in well, and just remember to keep the dead blooms off, and they'll just keep blooming, and they'll do really well. I really don't see us having an extreme cold anytime soon. I've looked out, and for the next 2 to 3 weeks, it's going to be probably maybe a couple of nights in the 30s unless things change or another front comes through. But it's a perfect time to get out and do some things in the yard. We put some ryegrass seed down on, I guess, on Wednesday, and we're pretty excited about that because we've had enough heavy dew again to get those seeds to germinate.
Well, Rufus was talking about one time when he was growing up, you put rye in the field, and y'all didn't get out in a big field, you know, acres of a field there and as a cover crop and
water
it.
Oh, pie it under, absolutely.
Right, so it does really well.
Yeah. Rye and tall clover.
Right.
And where do you use rye in your place?
We put it on all the yards. We put perennial rye.
Yeah.
On all the front, on Iris's and the yard at the nursery and David's in our house and Catherine's. Yeah, we just overseed with it.
Oh, by the way, I was with a doctor the other day, and he said, I voted for you 3 times. So I said, well, I ran 11.
What happened the other time?
He gave some kind of Latin name and said, what's that? And I said, describe it. He said, some kind of a lily. And I finally got it out, a Peruvian lily.
Right.
Exactly what's that?
A Peruvian lily is an ostromeria.
Ostromeria, okay.
And that's what you put in. They put them in a lot of arrangements. If you see flower arrangements, many times it'll have a Peruvian lily or ostromeria. We have grown them. We grew them this past spring.
Does it look like a daylily or?
No, it looks like more like.
Oh, Mike showed me a picture.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous.
So they're very nice.
Is it a bulb?
No. But a lot of times what it'll do here, it has like a tubular at the bottom, but it's not like. But a lot of times here it will overwinter. I know my friend that lived in Roanoke, her aunt had one that kept coming back every year. I mean, they're just gorgeous colors in them, and they do well.
So you carry those tubers?
We do. We grew them. We had them out in. We grew them in 6-inch pots.
But you would say treat them as an annual, really.
And I would treat it as an annual, but I think it would come back in a protected area.
A little bit of mulch.
Hers was up against a rock wall, so it got sun and stayed warmer.
Yeah. So, well, on my next visit, I want you to show them to me. I got to have something. You've got one of everything you've got.
Well, did you get your bulbs planted?
Yes, and I'm still waiting on another. I went out to
those wind flowers.
I ordered wind flowers, and from a separate place from what you got me, and I bought a farm watering tub, and I'm going to get
is that for the Saturday bath?
Yeah. Oh man, I can lay down in that thing though, and I've knocked holes in it. Your Palmer took the chisel and knocked holes in it. And I don't generally do tulips because I don't think they do well, but I want to get them and treat. I treat tulips as annuals. I don't think they do well here. They won't last 3 or 4 seasons. Will
right? They? No, they don't do as well as the daffodils. But speaking of bulbs, it is still warm to be putting bulbs in.
I'm hesitating right now.
The ground is warm, so don't despair.
Buy your bulbs now.
Well, our bulbs have been chilled. They are being chilled. They are coming in this coming up week.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that, because if you have them early, they're going to start sprouting, and they just don't do as well. You need to put them in the ground when it gets cooler. Yeah. And have them to come up when it's...
Will you tell me when that's going to be?
I know. That's what, well, like I said, I've seen a couple of nights of 30s, but, you know, it's...
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had the whole bathtub...
In 2 weeks.
Whole bathtub full of the flower, the bulbs I got from you were planted about three weeks ago, so
I think they'll be
I got two... Too quick, and I still am concerned about my wildflowers. They're just germinating like crazy.
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
that's great.
I put them out too soon.
Oh no, they'll be okay. They'll come back.
They will?
They'll be all right. They'll be okay.
Well, I guess those that are perennials will.
And see where you have, where your whole place is protected with trees and things.
Yeah.
And you don't, people don't understand that it stays warmer. It keeps the,
I know I got all kinds of micro environments there.
Exactly.
Different sections.
Yeah, everybody does.
But they've all germinated, and I'm just hoping that.
I've got four more bags.
Okay, thank you.
So you just enjoy them. If they come up and they start to bloom, that's fine. I mean, like the rose.
So when should he have planted them?
It's okay to plant them now. I think they'll come back. A lot of them are perennials.
Oh, okay.
So,
but you have some more bags?
I do have
some. So I don't have to despair?
I do. But, you know, I'm just, it's kind of iffy about the weather right now.
How many windflowers bulbs did you get?
Well, I ordered from Breck 100, and they're about the size of the end of your finger, and they
look
like.
That's kind of tedious, isn't it?
I don't know how you find which end to put up, because
it
just looks like a little piece of dirt.
Yeah, so that's a good question, Phil. How does he figure that out?
Well, something that small, I would just put it in, and don't put it in too deeply.
Yeah, it'll right itself.
And it'll, yes, it will.
Oh, okay.
It's not like a peony or something like that.
Or a daffodil.
Right. Most of them will find their own way, though. I mean, plants are pretty, they're pretty hardy.
They want to survive.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. They know what to do. They know if they think they're going to die, they put out more flowers, so they put out more seed.
Well, for people that want to do bulbs, what have you got on order that they can come a couple weeks from now and get bulbs from you?
Probably by the end of this coming week, we should have hyacinths and crocus and tons of daffodils that do well. This is important, that do well in our area.
Oh, there okay.
There are bulbs that are called the Southern Blend, mm-hmm. or that do mm-hmm. that bloom better. And
we've never really talked about that a lot. We've talked about it some. But, yeah, I mean, they've done a lot of research at, I'm sure, at Clemson and at NC State.
Right.
I know they have at NC State.
Right. And so that's one of the things about pansies as well. Don't mean to switch off of bulbs, but it's kind of over.
No, that's right.
Overall, the matrix, everybody wants majestic giant pansies. Majestic giant pansies, they want them because they have a big bloom. Big blooms fall over. And they tend to have a longer stem, and that will fall over on the leaves, and then that will cause disease. Well, so you have to really maintain those pansies. So what they've done is the matrix pansies and the delta pansies that we grow, are they have shorter stems. They still have larger blooms, but they've been bred to bloom a certain time. And to not have such like long stem, they'll have long stems if it's hot, but most of the time they keep a shorter stem. The blooms are upright, and they just perform better in our area. And then the snaps are the same thing. Snapdragons. What happens is that snapdragons used to just bloom in the spring. And now what they've done is made something called Speedy Sonnet.
Yeah.
And some of the rockets still bloom in the spring for the most part, but Speedy Sonnets all bloom in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives you, like, the whole season.
Oh, yeah. Mine I got last year from you. They bloomed way into the winter.
Yeah, and they'll bloom, and with the weather we're having now, I think you're going to be able to have snaps all winter into the first part of May. So,
it's like you said a moment ago. The impatiens, the sun patiens, they're still so pretty. The coleus, I can't bear to. Why take them out when they're so beautiful? I don't want to.
Oh, that's true.
Dampen anybody's spirits, but if they're beautiful, why take them out?
Steve is with us from Raleigh. Good morning, Steve.
No, it's Dave from Raleigh.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
How are you?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
How can we help you?
I have a mundane grass question for you.
Oh, that's fine. Nothing's mundane on the Weekend Gardener. Go ahead.
So we planted new seed in an area that had been totally redone with new dirt and all. And the seed, you know, the grass is coming up nice now. We have a bunch of trees dropping leaves being fall. How do I deal with the leaves? Do I just leave them there as cover over? I don't want to mess down the new.
No, that will mess up your new grass seedlings. That's the problem that we run into. When did you plant the seeds?
Probably three, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Probably the middle of September is, during September is the best time because it gives, of course, it's dry. It was a fairly dry September, except at the end. September would have been is the better time to do that if you have a lot of trees because you run into this problem where the leaves are going to start dropping, and it's hard to figure out what to do. Now, if you have a blower that's not really powerful, some of them are you just, you know, blow the seedlings out of the ground.
Mm.
If you can And it's a little better now because it hasn't rained that much, so the leaves are not kind of sticking to the ground.
Yeah, today we didn't have a big dew, so today's a good day.
So if you could just kind of try that.
Gently blow.
Yeah, don't rake.
And angle your blower.
Don't rake. Don't try to mow them up because, you're going to have to mow at some point to get that grass mature, but I would try blowing, but if you've got something that's really powerful, maybe borrow a neighbor who doesn't have he's got one that's battery operated, rechargeable that is not as powerful, just kind of go lightly over it and just watch what you're doing to see if it's affecting the seedlings at all, or just That's the only thing I can recommend. But it's always better to try to plant in September because those leaves are really start falling in November heavily here.
We had tried to start planting in September, and we ran into two problems because we had a guy come in and he had to bring in a whole bunch of dirt to fix the grade over there.
Yeah.
And the tail end of September, it got kind of mushy, so he couldn't finish putting the dirt out, so I couldn't put the seed out. And then Helene came along, and he got called to hurricane relief in the western part.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
It deferred it more than I wanted it to, but nature has.
So that is the ideal. You can try what I said, but do be careful. Be cognizant of what you're doing there. Watch the seedlings. Make sure you're not blowing them out of the ground.
Got it. Hey, Rufus, I'm sorry I missed the Super Kids thing a couple weeks back. I had tried to put it on my schedule, but I couldn't get it in there.
Well, Steve, I noticed. it's funny. You're always very, very faithful about that. But we had a wonderful gathering. I think we had a new crop of Super Kids. Mike Rayley was there. Phil got to miss it this year.
Who cares about that?
Well, yeah. Well, and
nobody cares. Nobody cares.
You're
about
a celebrity.
Me.
Yeah,
no,
I'm Mike
not.
Rayley was there, and we had the kids were the stars of the show, of course.
Yeah.
So, Steve, I appreciate you, and, those kids are going to give back to society someday. And
they're already giving back.
Yeah, they're giving back already.
They really are. Some of them are working, and
they
know how to work. They have a good work ethic. So.
Can I ask Phil a quick question?
Yeah,
sure.
So, our neighborhood has a landscape company, and there's a competing landscape company that's looking to come in. And they're saying that the new ones are saying, we can save you all kinds of money on the summer and fall planting because they have a source for the flats of their flowers that are bigger than other nurseries. Is that just a lot of hogwash or is that?
Well, I would find out what their source is.
Well, what they might be talking about is putting in a 6-inch pot as opposed to a 4-inch pot. And so they would have to put in less pots, but you have to pay more for the 6-inch than you do the 4-inch. So I would, or either give me a call sometime. If you don't mind, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, but see if you can find out what their sources are. So, I mean, Phil would know who it is.
I don't want to mention them on the
No.
Okay, if you know, tell Phil.
Yeah, just give me a call.
Okay, cool. Hey, thanks, Phil.
You're welcome.
Steve, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Can I say something? My little great-granddaughter is riding in the car right now with my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And Briley, so I just wanted to say hello to Briley.
Hey, Briley.
She might come by. So
you
want
to sing something to her? Or it's not her birthday. They all kids like birthdays.
No, I just want to say hey to her because she's listening Briley. On the radio.
Well, how about
yeah,
that?
This is Gran.
You love your Gran? Of course you do.
Who doesn't love Phil Campbell?
She's special.
Yeah.
So,
all
anyway.
Right, well, good morning to her.
Yes.
All right. You know, speaking of Steve.
You don't have long to speak.
Our other Steve, we didn't hear from last week.
Well, Steve is on the line, Steve from Garner.
Okay.
And we're going to talk to him right after we get out of the news.
Okay.
All right, they just opened. There were people standing in line out there.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Everybody's getting their carts.
Everybody's,
oh, no.
Yeah. So, boy, there are a lot of people ready to go.
Wow, this is great.
You can buy them out today.
Good news.
Wow, Lord have mercy.
Morning, ladies.
Hi.
How are you?
Guys. Morning, guys. Hello.
I wonder what all that racket was.
Yeah, Johnston
County.
That's
good news.
All right, we'll be back after the news here on WPTF's Weekend Gardener.
Boy.